The Western Cape Sports School in Kales River have received much media attention recently, however not for its sporting accolades. Muslim parents of learners were outraged upon the discovery that the school's catering company, Star Caterers, who provides meals for the entire school, Muslim and non-Muslim learners, were not halal certified. The Muslim Judicial Council has since stepped in to investigate the matter and to help with the halal certification. The MJC's Halal Trust Director, Sheikh Ahmad Siddiq, explained that the leadership of the MJC had visited the school, liaised with the principal as well as the student governing body, and will be expediting the process of having staff fully halal certified.
The meeting we had was a meeting at the Western Cape Sports School. We did the meeting just as a follow-up, so I went with for the first time, looking at the halal aspect, because we were dealing with the caterer, which is none other than Star Catering Services. So we met up with the principal, and Star Catering Services is on the premises as well. So we spoke to the person there, also who is in charge of the catering services. We inspected the kitchen there, and then we went into a conversation with the particular person as to how the halal operation is at the school and how do they do the services. So we had about a half an hour to three quarter of an hour discussion around this. So in the meantime, we were communicating with Star Catering Services, communication with documentations and so forth. So we're in the process of actually certifying Star Catering Halal. And whatever they are doing, is it compliant with halal standards? We looked at the kitchen that are there, and what I've seen there, I'm happy, because they were certified halal before, so there weren't any contamination of non-halal that came into the kitchen. Even with their interaction with Star Catering Services, there was no non-halal coming in. We verified that. So what's going to happen now, as soon as we have Star Catering Services sorted out on the halal, if we then render them halal if they comply, because we still have to go and do an initial audit at their place in Khayelitsha to go and see, okay, what the operation is all about there. And to have a concurrence of there as being a supplier to the school as well. After this, we're also going to meet with the SGB to inform them about the latest process that I'm actually informing you now. And then I'll be able to, in next week, everything should be sorted. And I went with Sheikh Rafan, Sheikh Saeed Iso, and myself. The three of us went. Sheikh Rafan is the president of the MGC, Sheikh Saeed Iso as the chairman of the Halal Trust Board, and myself as the director of the Halal Trust. For me to make the final assessment on the halal, and then to get this whole process in order. So we went as that type of a delegation. And until we get this whole thing sorted and see how we can possibly bring it to a conclusion that will be amenable to everyone.
Sheikh, you said that Star Catering or the caterers were already certified halal, but...
No, they weren't certified halal.
Oh, they were
halal.
Not. Okay.
The previous, the ones before them,
okay,
who have used the kitchen were halal. So when they came in, and then obviously they weren't halal certified. But the way we have assessed it now, they've been getting the meat halal. And the meat was brought directly to the kitchen of the, at the school, and they were prepared there. And the meat supplier was mother of plain. So this is all part of our investigation.
Sheikh Siddiq added that an Islamic cleansing would have had to be performed if they found that the kitchen area was contaminated by haram substances.
No non-halal came in there ever, right? But now we're just verifying these processes now. And everyone just should allow us to look at this and to see, okay, if everything was like that. Otherwise, we have to do Islamic cleansing if there was any non-halal in the kitchen.
And what would that entail?
That would be we'll have to clean up the kitchen. We couldn't certify it. If there's any indication that we find that non-halal came into the kitchen, then it means cleaning the whole kitchen, cleaning the utensils, everything. But according to them, and if we just find out now, okay, Star Catering did supply non-halal, then that particular thing will have to happen. If we find there was no non-halal given ever since Star Catering took over, then I think it's fine. But that depends. Therefore, the public must just allow us, and also the SGB, and whoever of the people will have to just allow us to go through this process. We're trying to be, you know, sort of expedited in a sense of, you know, how they have to do it. In fact, the principal in the meantime, he said, because of this particular thing, ever since it emerged up to now, they're getting of the parents or people that came there, And they're supplying the children now with food in the interim. Those who don't want to eat, so they're giving halal. And he said it was very supportive of many of the people that came, and they bought in halal, whoever didn't want to eat halal as at the moment.
Is it mostly Muslim parents who are offering these meals?
Yes, it's the Muslim side. Because they just feel, okay, fine, this is what they want to do. So the principle exceeded. And then let us just have this parallel process happening. By next week, it should be sorted.
The principal of the school, Shahid Khan, further elaborated on the efforts made by the school as well as some members of the public.
At the time when the matter erupted, it was agreed that the school would make an alternative arrangement for the Muslim learners while the certification matter is being attended to. Right? So we've arranged then for our tuck shop, which is run by Sadiq Slamang, to provide them with meals. And then we also have one of our parents who once a week also provides suppers for the learners. So in terms of the halal certification, there's been positive movement thanks to the assistance of the Muslim Judicial Council. So that matter is reaching a conclusion pretty soon. There's been a lot of people with a lot of goodwill who's tried to assist in the matter to resolve so that we don't have any further issues around this. And everybody wants to resolve the issue to the satisfaction of all parties. And currently, as I said, the arrangement is that the children are fed through the tuck shop, so they would get their meals there, their supper would be prepared for them. They're quite happy. They haven't complained about the meal. Breakfast, they use the cereals and the milks and so on. Some of them also tend to bring their own as per normal. They don't normally eat breakfast in the hostel, even with the previous caterer. So it's at this stage, I think the situation is calm.
The MJC has assured parents that the halal certification of star caterers will be expedited and that the matter should be resolved in the next few weeks.